Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello, beautiful you. Welcome to The Secret Vibe. You are listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And as you know by now, if you've been listening to my shows, Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. So tell me, how are you feeling today? If you're feeling bad, ask yourself, what do I want? Why? Because I want you to get yourself back into alignment. I want you to start thinking on the positivity of the feelings that you emanate when you focus on what you want. Remember, your feelings are the language of the universe. And the universe, in turn, responds to your language. So it's about getting really clear on what you want. Now, today's show is again about the law of attraction. Last week's show podcast was really explaining about the fundamentals of the law of attraction. What is the law of attraction? How does vibration play a part in it? How does manifestation play a part? How is this all tied together? Now, as you know, I'm a dating and courting coach. It's all about love. And I want to speak today. I'll be speaking about how to use the law of attraction to attract love. Not surprisingly, right? Now, it is possible to attract a specific person applying the law of attraction when it comes to love. Now, the one that you love, the one that you want a relationship with, is one of the most important aspects of your life. And there's a lot of women out there, there's a lot of guys out there who have given up hope because they keep attracting the same type of person, or should I say the same type of results, but a different person. Okay, so it's almost as if it's the same person but just wrapped up in different skin. And so let's talk about love today. Let's talk about how to actually break that pattern, how to attract the type of person that you want using the law of attraction. You see, with the law of attraction, you create every aspect of your reality, every aspect, including attracting that special person, including healing a relationship when things look like they will never work out. And in some cases, when you want that ex to come back into your life. So it doesn't matter what your situation is like, just know that it can get better when you apply your knowledge of the law of attraction. So this show is about answering any questions that you may have in your mind using this specific law. And I really want to delve into practical steps and how you can actually do this. Now, the first part of my formula, V, vision, is all about correcting the vision, correcting your vision of how you see yourself, not being blind to who you are, not being blind to the power that you hold to actually create your reality. So it's about focusing on yourself. It's about focusing on you. It isn't about the other person. It's about you. Because the other person is a reflection of you. So if you imagine you've got a mirror in front of you, Your mirror reflects back who you are. And so I want you to think of that as an analogy. So if you're attracting the wrong type of guys, then they are a reflection of who you are. So it's about focusing in on yourself and finding out, what is it in me that is attracting this? And a lot of the times, this is not conscious to you. It's the stories that you've created that lie in your subconscious. And sometimes this can be the hardest part of the law of attraction. And that's why I do the work that I do. That is why I coach, so that I can bring to the surface these stories that are working in the background for you, but not working in the way that you want them to, not giving you the results that you want. So I wanted to clear that bit up, because often we think that the solution is in using this law to get the person to love us or to notice us. But it's about you. Yes, you can't get a reflection to notice you. So let's get really into the specifics. Now, manifesting a relationship with someone is actually easier than you might think. Once you get past any feelings of loneliness, heartache, or any limiting beliefs, in other words, beliefs that hold you back from what you want, and I'm talking about those subconscious ones that I mentioned, the process is actually quite simple and fast. And I'm going to outline today what some of those processes are. So when I talk about correcting the vision of how you see yourself, you need to get to a place of where you feel confident in yourself. You have to realize the great person that you are, and that it doesn't matter what others think about you. What matters is what you think about yourself. You don't have to make someone else like you or love you, because you already love yourself. And loving yourself means that you're not out there seeking validation from others as to who you are. You own it, okay? You own loving yourself. And as a Christian, I believe what God says about me. I believe what God says about you, that you are a masterpiece, that you're unique, that you are magnificent. There is no one like you, because you are unique. No one can stand in your shoes. So own it. No one can do things the way that you do it. So this is about self-acceptance. This is about really appreciating who you are. I mean, every fiber of your being, even the flaws about yourself that you perceive as flaws, because it's the quirkiness of this that actually makes you who you are. And self-confidence is irresistible. And it's this that will attract people to you. So focus on the positive. Let go of all your negative thoughts. And this falls under the B part of the formula, which is all about beliefs. Let go of your negative thoughts, such as, oh my gosh, it's so hard to find anyone. All the good men have gone. How is it that they can't see how great I am? No one will ever love me. You have a lot of great qualities that make you so worthy of anyone's love and attention. But you have to believe that. And when you notice that within yourself, and when you appreciate that within yourself, then you reflect, you basically radiate that outwards, and it's reflected back at you. There is love all around you. You just have to let it in. And when you let it in and you focus on the positive, that is when you change your vibration. You change your vibration when you focus on the positive, when you focus on what you want. And you open a door for the law of attraction, for love, to bring you that specific person that is a match to you. You see, you attract who you are, not what you want. So you have to get onto the same vibrational level of the person that you want, because that is what you're radiating outwards. That's the vibration you're sending outward. And what happens is the law of attraction gets to work and attracts in like vibrations, drawing that person to you. Now, the scariest thing about love is opening yourself up to it, especially after you've been hurt so many times. And so that's why I say this is about breaking the pattern. And when you open up yourself and you believe that there is a chance that you might get hurt, you see, what you're actually doing there is you're actually putting doubt out into the universe. You see, the universe is not judging of you. It does in the sense of, it doesn't say, I don't think Jennifer really doesn't want to get hurt. I'm going to give her that. I'm going to reflect that back at her. So if you're afraid of getting hurt, you will unconsciously be preventing someone from getting close to you as you want. And I say that because what you think about what determines what you feel. And what you feel determines your actions. So it doesn't matter how subtle it is, the fact that you actually have that thought within yourself or that belief within yourself means that your actions will follow suit. And without you even being aware of it, you will unconsciously push that person away. So that's why what you believe is so important. That's why you have to get rid of your limiting beliefs. And you have to be positive. Now, people are most attracted to smiles and laughter. Okay, so when you're having a good time, others notice and they want to be with you. Because when you radiate a smile, people are attracted to it. It's like light, like moths to a flame. So what's going to cause you to smile and laugh more? Do the things that make you happy. Whether it's watching a funny movie, hanging out with friends, you know, watching a comedy show, having lunch with your friends, pampering yourself. Things that make you feel great. Going to the gym, enjoying life. The more fun and joy you have within yourself, the more that you're going to radiate that out, and you're going to have that attracted back to you. You're going to have that reflected back to you, the faster that you will attract that specific person. So focus on the good things about the person that you want to attract. Because you want the law of attraction to bring that to you. So look for something to appreciate. So for example, say if you're in a relationship already and you're wanting to feel more appreciation towards this person. Now, this can be tough. This can be difficult if you've got negative feelings between the both of you. But if you can find one thing in the beginning and focus on it and keep on focusing on it, because when you focus on it, what you focus on expands. And so you start to appreciate, and the appreciation grows and grows and grows, and the other person can feel the appreciation. And that begins to consume you. it will get easier, you see, because you're deleting from your experience the things that you don't like, and eventually those things will disappear. So if you're in the relationship with the person already, you will eventually start to see that person's behavior change and things starting to improve between the two of you. So start to implement that today. Be accepting of what you have. Be happy for what you have. It all starts with accepting yourself and being happy in that space right now, because the only time that you ever have is now. Okay? So forget about the things that you're not wanting. Let me actually rephrase that. Focus on the things that you are wanting. So the things that you don't want are deleted from your experience. Because once you can be happy in the moment, the things that you want will start to fall in place, including your love life. Now, I know this part may sound strange, but you have to be also in a place where you're actually willing to let the other person go. This is probably the hardest part of the law of attraction for love when attracting a specific person. Because you want to be with this person, but you're now being told that you need to be willing to let them go. But it's only when you're actually okay with not being with them, in other words, you're happy in that vibe, that you open the path for the law of attraction to attract that person to you. Just get your head around that for a moment, okay? It really is about the feeling. The secret is in the feeling. If you've got doubt that you're not going to attract this person, that is what you're sending out. So you have to be okay with letting the other person go. And until you're okay with not being with him or her, a part of you is actually resisting and making it impossible for you to have what you want. According to the law of attraction, you have to be okay with actually possibly losing that person. And I hope that makes sense, but you have to stay in that happy vibe. And you have to make sure that you don't let that vibe drop. Now, I'm going to give you an example. And it has nothing to do with love, but it will, and this comes to mind, but this will explain what I mean. So I had a friend who was trying to get a tenant out of his property. He tried for many years, in excess of 7 years, I believe. And I went with him to court, to cut a long story short. And before I went in, after the judge had heard the matter of the case and said, listen, go outside, I need to deliberate on this, and then go back in. I said in that recess, I said, listen, no matter what happens in there, no matter how it sounds, keep in that vibe, keep in that positive vibe that what you want is going to manifest. Have no doubt in your mind, keep in that vibe. You've got two roads in front of you. You can either focus on what you want or focus on the negative, what you don't want. We went into court and the judge began to basically explain the result of his deliberation. And listening to him, it sounded as if my friend wasn't going to get his flat back. And I could feel him tensing up behind me, and I held his hand and I said, listen, stay in that positive vibe. Believe that whatever happens, you're going to have a great result today. You have to believe that. And as the judge began to read, at some point, he then turned around and he said, however. And that was the word, however. And he began to read about the amount of rent that had been paid within a short period of time. And basically, the tenant had broken the law. And it was on that basis that my friend was able to get his property back. Now, can you imagine, had he at that moment slumped into doubt, oh, this is not going to happen, the universe would have said, your wish is my command. I'm not going to make this happen for you this day. And I know for those who are probably hearing this for the first time, this sounds like, you know, woo-woo stuff. But I want you to actually go out and implement this. Try it out today and see what happens. Do it on something simple. And observe what happens. Observe the results. So you have to be willing to let the other person go and still maintain that vibe of high expectation. And I know it doesn't, sound easy. I know that it sounds difficult, but just try it. So the process is simple. However, you have to be disciplined in your approach to it. You have to catch those negative thoughts. But the more you practice doing that, the more easy it will become. It's not an overnight process to manifest, to master the law of attraction. So when working with the law of attraction, it's often best to say, I want this, or I want better. You see? I want this, or I want better. Or I want a relationship with this kind of guy, or someone better. I want a relationship with this kind of girl, or someone better. And you have to believe that. You see, that's what gets you in the mode of feeling okay to let it go. Because what if you could have someone better beyond the scope of your imagination? What if you could be with someone who inspired you in a way that perhaps your mind couldn't even conceive? What if? You know, the Bible tells us that all things are possible. It tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not yet seen. So that is the vibe that we need to stay in. But whatever you decide to do, focus on doing what makes you feel good, what makes you feel happy. It's about you. Don't worry about how things are with your specific person all the time. Worry about yourself. Because I can't say it enough times, you attract who you are, not what you want. So take time to pamper yourself. Take time to take care of yourself. And the law of attraction will bring you the love that you want. Now, as you know, I do coaching. I do one-to-one coaching. I do group coaching. And if this sounds like something that is pressed on your heart, you think to yourself, you know what, I really want to know more about this. I am so sick and tired of heartbreak. I am so sick and tired of attracting the same type of results all the time. If you're thinking, you know what, I'm getting older and I still haven't got the man of my dreams. My body clock is ticking. I want the type of guy so that I can have children with. I want the kind of man that I can travel with and have a great time with. Relationships are so important. Relationships are what makes the world go round. So if this sounds like you, reach out to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. And even if you just want more information on how this works, I actually have a webinar, a free webinar, pre-recorded webinar that you can actually access. And that's at www.valerieacampbell.com/webinar. Go and listen to that and absorb the contents and apply and watch your life transform. So additional tips that I would like to leave you with is, you know, from this podcast, in summary, is focusing on your feelings. The secret is in the feeling that you emanate, which is based on what you're thinking about. How will you feel when you have the relationship that you want? Visualize it. Own it. Be it. How will you feel when you have the relationship you want? And a great technique for doing that is just before you go to sleep, visualize it. A great technique is to actually record. There's an app that you can get, recording app. Record your ideal date on that and listen to it before you go to sleep. And while you're recording it, record all the feelings that you want to experience when you're with this person so that you can really get into that vibe just before you go to sleep. And I say just before you go to sleep because you're plugging it into the subconscious part of your mind. Allow the subconscious to work for you while you're sleeping and watch what happens in the morning. Think about what will it feel like to be with this person and have things between you be how you've always hoped they would be. And once you have your answer, focus in on the feelings. Don't focus in on the person. It's not about the body. And when I say about the body, a lot of women will say, oh, I want, you know, a man that's tall and dark and handsome. And when you actually drill down, the reason why they want that description is because they want to feel a particular way. So don't get caught up in the limitation of a body. A person is not their body. That's just a vehicle. We're infinite beings. A body is just a vehicle. And so when you speak to the universe, you're speaking to the universe from spirit to spirit. It's all one and the same. We're all connected. So focus on the feelings, not the body. Every day, whenever a thought about the person enters your mind, shift your thought to the feelings that you want. Allow yourself to fully experience the feelings and feel that you have the relationship that you want right now in the present tense. Feel that the things between the two of you are exactly how you want them to be. Feel every feeling you want to experience as if you already have the love and relationship that you desire now. Not in the future, now. Why now? Because now is all that we have. Okay? Tomorrow is promised to no one. And the law of attraction doesn't know.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.